Finishing a season 13-3, winning your division and earning home field advantage in the playoffs means the next season you're going to have a tough schedule. Pair that with the fact the Broncos drew the NFC West this year for their interconference games, and it's even tougher. Through four games, the Broncos have faced three playoff teams from a year ago and another, the Arizona Cardinals, who were the 10-6 team on the outside looking in. Which brings us to the Jets. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2010, but that year they beat Peyton Manning's Colts. Rex Ryan was the head coach then. He's the head coach now, so forget the 1-4 record. Manning said he and this Broncos offense are paying attention to what they see on film, which is a stingy defense ranked sixth in both total defense and against the rush.
I'd say better than solid. I think that it's a stout defense, tough against the run, caused you a lot of, you know, pass protection issues, the number one in sacks, a lot of three and outs, which is something that, is difficult, you know, for an offense because it gives you lots of different looks, getting you in a lot of, you know, second longs, third longs. And so, and a lot of talent, you know, they got something like seven first rounders starting on defense. So it's a challenge, you know, for us in the pass game and the run game, handling just their physical talent and then handling, you know, the different looks they give as well.
They're a good front seven. D-line, they're active. Linebackers are good. So, you know, we're going to have to get after them and, you know, get our bodies on them.
They've got a good football team. They lead the league in sacks. Defensively, they're like fourth against the rush. Offensively, they're top five in rushing. They've got a great back, a quarterback that can make things happen with his feet and arm. Their head coach, Rex Ryan, we have great respect for. I mean, he went to back-to-back AFC championship games. So that's what we look at.